Eddie Gustin out of Downingtown, Pennsylvania, is a first-year junior hockey guy playing for the Steele County Blades. And Eddie, how do you like it so far?
It's been good. We got off to a good start. You know, we hit a little bit of a rut, but you know, we're trying to get back in the win column, and we're doing the best we can right now.
There'll be ups and downs to a season for most teams, and junior hockey is a long season. What do you think it takes to kind of weather those ups and downs and not let it get you too down and bounce back? What does that take?
Just stay together as a team, you know, have a good mindset the whole year. Don't let losing get you down, you know, bounce back the next game. And as long as you keep doing that, you know, you got to stay focused, stay in the right mindset, and you'll be good for the rest of the season. So, yeah.
And you did say this was your first year of junior hockey,
first
right?
First year, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
How did you make the decision to play junior hockey?
You know, I wanted to play for, you know, a good college, you know, whether that be, you know, NCAA D3 or Division I. But, you know, I felt like this was my first step to get to that level.
What were you doing last season? What kind of hockey were you playing?
I played club hockey in high school.
All right. And what kind of travel is involved, or what was the season like?
There was a little bit of travel, not too bad. Okay. You know, nothing more than, I'd say, like 3 hours. And then with high school, there wasn't really travel. It's, you know, just in my area, sort of in Pennsylvania. So, yeah.
Is that Downingtown, Pennsylvania? That's near as a Philadelphia, is that right?
Yeah, near Philadelphia.
Okay, so major metro area, certainly. How did you find out about the Blades? What's your path here to southern Minnesota?
Well, I was looking around for a lot of junior teams. A league that caught my interest was the USPHL Premier Division. And, you know, I heard good things about this team, so I contacted Coach Adamick, and he wrote back to me. He looked over some film, and he sent me a contract. So, that's basically how I got on this team.
How do you feel you're fitting in from getting to know folks from around the country and around the world? And some people have junior experience, some don't. How is just kind of that transition process going for you, Eddie?
You know, it's been good. I feel like I've been, you know, fitting in pretty well so far. You know, it's a lot different here than it is over on the East Coast, but you know, I like the people here. They're really nice, and everything's been good so far.
And getting used to the speed of the game, how quickly do you feel you're transitioning to that, and how is that going through some weeks of practice and a handful of games?
Yeah. I feel like I've been adjusting pretty well to the speed of the game. It's definitely a lot faster at this level than high school or even club, for that matter. But, I feel like I've been adjusting pretty well, pretty quickly as well.
We're talking after a weekend of games against Wisconsin Rapids. I saw one of the games. You scored a goal for the Blades.
Yeah.
That was your first goal, right?
Yeah, my first junior goal.
Okay, and the game was exciting. I think 2-1 was the final score.
Right.
What happened on the play with your teammates and such? Describe that first junior goal for us.
I just passed it over to Joey Bunton. I slewed back the puck, back door, drove the net, and, you know, it was all kind of a blur, you know. But, it was an exciting moment for sure. You know, it was great having my parents see that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Your parents came from out of town, so maybe describe the appreciation you have for them making a long trip to come watch you play.
No, it was great. You know, they told me they were going to come out that weekend. I knew I had to play pretty well in front of them, but, I really do appreciate the fact they came all the way out here to see me. So, yeah.
And there was another great scoring chance after that just missed out on. But to play tight games against Wisconsin Rapids, who has traditionally been kind of an upper level team in the league, how do you think the team should feel about a good weekend like that, even if they got the wins?
I think honestly, you know, we just gotta, you know, tighten up a few things, and we'll be right there with them. You know, both really close games, mm-hmm. and you know, there's nothing to be ashamed of about that, but. Yeah, you know, we just got to look forward to playing them again, and hopefully we can get the win next time.
Both games are 2-1, weren't they?
2-1, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. As far as your first, do you remember your first ever goal, maybe at a youthful level or what have you? What do you remember about your first ever goal?
I do remember my first goal. It was a squirt, I believe. I just kind of skated the puck in. All the kids were too young, and they didn't really know. I didn't even know what to do, basically. But I just kind of threw on net, and it went 5-hole. And yeah, it was. I think it was like halfway through the season too. It was my first goal. Yep. And my dad was there. He saw it. He still remembers it. I think I still have the puck.
Okay.
But it was great.
Yeah. So even though you're so little, you don't really know what's going on. You know, you want to put that puck in the net.
Yeah.
And Eddie, when you think about this team and what you've seen from them, what do you like about this team? What could make this Blades team have a real good winter and hopefully go far when playoff time rolls around?
I really like the speed and skill that I think our team brings to the game. A lot of us, you know, have that. And, you know, I think that's definitely something that teams are going to have to compete with. You know, teams are going to have to look at that and respect that. And, you know, I think it'll bring us some success in the future.
And then, I don't know if I already asked you about this, but when you were on a team with people from around the world, how is that adjustment going? Probably learning some new languages, and people come from so many different places. How much are you enjoying that?
You know, it's great, you know, like learning, you know, different things from different people, you know. Even, like, you know, a lot of them play the game a different way than each other, you know, from different countries. And learning different languages and stuff like that, that's also a great thing to experience. And
all right, Eddie Augustin out of Downingtown, Pennsylvania. I wish you luck in this first season of junior hockey. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.